Top of all of this with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near Lee High School Thursday. The teenage victim is in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooting happened in the 2800 block of Mallory Street. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of this fire remains under investigation. And Montgomery's police force has grown. The police department welcomed 15 new officers at a graduation ceremony yesterday. The new officers completed weeks of training at the police academy and say they are excited to get to work. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Heartbreak for the family of missing Timothy Pitson after the FBI announced a DNA test confirms the mysterious young man who showed up in Kentucky is not who he claimed to be.
It's devastating. It's like reliving that day.
Boeing confirms a faulty sensor played a role in the Ethiopian Airlines crash.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk.
The Attorney General defends his special counsel summary.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, an economic centrist from the heartland, telling the co-hosts on The View he's running.
Measles outbreak sweeping parts of this country. A major medical center in California is warning hundreds of people they may have been exposed to the disease.
The president backed off his threat to immediately close the southern border to stop migrants and drugs from entering the U.S.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and now ex-wife Mackenzie announcing they have finalized their divorce,
making Mackenzie the fourth richest woman in the world.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Yeah, I was planning on wearing shorts, but I got short-circuited on that. But I think I can make it up for this afternoon. If it's raining, the overcast will be out of here. Okay, first time calls, is Joey, the producer. No, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that today. Excuse me. That's $60 worth of value of fun things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And I tell you what, that's one of the best giveaways in the entire city of Montgomery. So take advantage of that and give us a call. Don't just ask to be in. Talk to me and then ask to be in. Okay, let's continue on with Sean Hannity and Devin Nunes. We're going to be talking about criminal referrals here.
All right, let me ask you, Congressman Nunes. You have been saying that you have criminal referrals coming this week or next week. I think if we ever want to prevent this from happening again to any other president, the only way to make that happen is one way. Hold those people accountable. Accountable. How many people, how soon, how serious the referrals?
So you're exactly right, Sean. The American people need to have confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice. So we are working on the referrals. There's going to be many of them. They're going to probably at least be a dozen, if not two dozen individuals. And as we continue to get more information and build these and build them out, we want to make sure that everything is finished before we turn them in. But I will tell you, you're exactly right. There are people who definitely lied and misled Congress, okay? So if they don't go to prison, we're going to have a two-tier justice system in this country, and it's not going to be good for the American people.
Well, I don't think it's good. I don't think a lot of this has been good for the American people. You know, the Democrats were fuming at you for jeopardizing sources and methods. And you know what, Congressman Nunes? Well, the Attorney General said he's not going to reveal sources and methods. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
and Adam Schiff out of nowhere, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, liar in Congress. He says, no, I really got the collusion this time.
Don't forget, when we wanted to make sure that we got Fusion GPS's bank records, this was the Clinton campaign arm that basically ran and got dirt from Russians. It was paid for by the Clinton campaign. The Democrats through the House said, oh, you can't do this. When we wanted to go out and say, look, we think there's FISA abuse, when we did our memo that went out to the American people that said, look, we're not going to disclose sources and methods, but the American people need to know what happened here, they opposed that. So the hypocrisy here knows no bounds. But with all that said, I think people should be very leery of only receiving what I call the Mueller dossier. Partisans wrote this document. What I'm interested in is not just to receive the Mueller dossier. I want all the information that fed into this, because I'm sure, just like in everything else that we've dealt with over the last 2 years, there's going to probably be a lot of fake innuendo in the Mueller dossier.
In the Mueller dossier, I like the name of the Mueller dossier, because it really is. It's a dossier. It was created and fabricated, and they've added all these bells and whistles into it. I, like you, am really looking forward to seeing what Mueller's going to say in this.
Right.
And then how Barr's going to present it. Whatever Barr does is not going to be good enough. I could clearly get that from Morning Joe today. Did you see where Herman Cain got nominated for the Federal Reserve?
I did see that.
What'd you think about that?
I think it's good for Herman. And, I mean, I'm not going to make too much hay of it. The last time I heard him talk about the Federal Reserve, though, and, like, say, the dual mandate and interest rate policy, I was a little, it's not my point of view on it. My point of view, I'll admit, is a bit odd. I think Herman's a good pick. He's probably right in the mainstream, probably will be a guy, a voice for Trump on the committee. So,
well, he had previously said he wanted to see the Fed audited.
Well, I like that.
That would be outstanding if he could swing that. I'm not sure if there's enough votes for that, but
Well, you definitely need Congress, I think, to do that, too.
I'm sure if there are enough votes there.
Right. Unfortunately. Though that's something that, you know, Ron Paul started, and it's grown. You can hear now Democrats and Republicans, both for different reasons. You know, like Bernie Sanders wants to audit the Fed, but Bernie would like a national bank like we had, you know, under Alexander Hamilton. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, Ron Paul was the beginning of that.
Oh, yes. Ron Paul, I mean, he has a book called End the Fed. Now, you can do things short of End the Fed, but like all good abolitionists, you start with your opening big bid, your big ask. So he got the conversation going, and it hasn't gone away completely.
Did you see where the congressman from the panhandle of Florida is considering moving to Alabama to run for U.S. Senate?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz or something like that.
That was Joe Scarborough's old seat.
Interesting.
First question I'd ask him if he were in the studio, I'd say, what is the name of your favorite restaurant in Huntsville, Alabama? And there's no way he would be able to answer that.
That's just mean.
Well, I think that's, it's crazy point, somebody to say, well, I'm conservative, Alabama's conservative, I'm going to go to a state where I'm philosophically aligned with the people, but I don't know the people, don't know anything about Alabama,
yeah,
and I'm going to run for U.S. Senate. I guess I've got a friend, Bradley Byrne, who right now is going to win the nomination and win the U.S. Senate seat.
Well, and the little bit I know about Alabama politics, and I'll admit I don't know a lot, but the little bit I know, people do care about their policies and their values, and I guess, you know, this guy aligns with that, fair enough, but
I'm not sure that'd be carpetbagger material.
Right.
There.
Retail politics is still very big in this state. It's who you know and how long have you known them. I mean, it's a good test for who's going to be the next governor. How many times have you run and lost before? So you get, you know, people get to know you. Yeah, I don't think he has a snowball's chance in hell, to be honest.
I need to see about getting Bradley back in. He's going to be in town next week. As a matter of fact, we're going to be getting together with him on a social event. See if I can maybe get him in the studio here.
That'd be good to see him.
It would be good to see him. I can't wait to see him. We're going to have Mark P. Bunting and his bride and Rebecca and Bradley. We're all going to have dinner together. Looking forward to that.
You going to your usual spot?
Absolutely. Nice. Why would I veer from anything but the finest of Indigeer?
Exactly.
Yeah, they do a great job. And when I told Brian about it, he said, I'll have a table for you. All set up, get you a nice location over there. So you want to drop by and say hi, we can do that for you.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if Bradley gets some good competition. Because right now I'm impressed with him as a candidate. So I wonder if there's going to be somebody who could really take him on.
Let's continue on with Jim Jordan. He's going to be talking about the IG report, 402s, and the testimony from that he wants to see, and actually have Mueller testify. I'm kind of surprised he said this.
They're going to look for one line, phrase, sentence, and they'll just harp on it forever, even though very quickly, without even considering whether you can indict a sitting president, they said, no, doesn't. You have to have intent for obstruction. There has to be a crime for obstruction. It doesn't matter. You know, well, Donald Trump said this is a witch hunt, or he fired James Comey. Comey said he could do it for any reason or no reason. All right, Doug Collins, your colleague, Freedom Caucus member, Jim, he's been very helpful in releasing these closed-door testimonies, but we're expecting a cascade of new information that we have all talked about. 302s, Gang of Eight, the FISA applications. What else do we want, and when will we get it, and what will we see?
Well, a couple of things. Michael Horowitz's report, I think, will be good, and that should be coming sometime in the next few months. But to Devin's point, your point, if we want the truth, if Jerry Nadler wants the truth, then let's release the FISA application. Let's get the 302s. If Jerry Nadler wants the truth, call in Glenn Simpson. Bring him in an open hearing. Put him under oath. See if he takes the fifth like he did in front of our committee in a closed-door deposition. If they really want the truth, bring in John Huber, see what he's been up to for 10 months. He's supposed to be looking into this FISA application. And frankly, if they really want the truth and they don't want to jeopardize releasing classified and grand jury material, bring in Bob Mueller.
Releasing,
put him under oath. We can ask him all the questions we want.
Releasing grand jury information is illegal.
So bring in Bob Mueller and just ask him the questions.
What?
Exactly right. That's why I think we should just bring in Bob Mueller. We can ask him all the questions we want and not jeopardize that at all. And anything they want to ask the guy who was the special counsel, who they said for 22 months was going to find collusion, and he did it. It was not there, even though there were multiple opportunities for Trump associates to collude. The fruit was dangled in front of them, and they didn't take it. Bring Bob Mueller in. We'll ask
the
questions.
FBI concluded it. Devin Nunes, your committee concluded it. The bipartisan Senate committee said the same. Now the Mueller report. Whoever believes it at this point is a tinfoil hat psycho conspiracy theorist. This is insane what they put the country through. Thank you both.
News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF. Don't forget we have Legislative Roundtable coming in, Mike Holmes, at 2 o'clock. Also, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Go by and see them, private location, Eastern Bypass. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Great sales on cars and trucks. The Jeep product is just tearing it up. See what they've got. Give them an opportunity. Dave Brubaker says all the time, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, so Brubaker Motors is on your brand new car buying truck. Car or truck buying list. Come on and see them because it's a better buy at Brubaker. We're going to be back right after this break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill is only $159, regularly $199. Its 5 burners are big enough to handle 23 burgers at once. That's enough burger-flipping real estate for you and 22 of your closest friends. Today is the day for doing. With the Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill, just $159. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.729-228, that's where we are. A real power shopper, and there's a store called Ollie's. Have you ever seen Ollie's?
I don't believe so.
It's like the discount of discount. It's like overstock for everything.
Okay.
And they moved into the old Greg's out at where the Winn-Dixie is on Eastern Bypass.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine had taken me there to the one in Prattville. We didn't have one until recently. And I went in there. I just couldn't. I was going like, this is like, you want to buy everything because it appears so cheap. Well, it's they're doing really well. I bought their stock yesterday.
Nice. I'll have to go check it out. Like a bargain?
If you like bargains, it's a good deal. I'm waiting on my 15% off coupon. Coupon! Okay, so you just heard Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan talking about some... Particularly the IG report may be coming out soon, he said, I think 3 or 4 weeks. That could be an interesting part. Mike Pompeo was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he's going to be talking about the border issue here. Let's listen in.
We're going to give them a one-year warning, and if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars. It's the big ball game. And if that doesn't stop the drugs, we close the border.
Okay, there's the president yesterday being very clear. We're going to close the border in a year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's here. He said, unless they stop the flow of drugs and migrants, in a year, we're going to close the border maybe, but we will start slapping tariffs. So it sounds like the president is giving them a little breathing room rather than closing it tomorrow.
Yeah, Steve, I think that's right. But make no mistake, Congress shouldn't have any breathing room. We've got to change these laws. This is a real crisis at the border. Not only the people, the tragic stories that you hear about folks coming across, the risk to security it presents. I think about this as the Secretary of State every day. The drugs that are coming across the border, fentanyl, opioids, other substances moving, is a serious issue. President Trump is using every tool in his toolkit to try to stop this.
I'm sure you're in communication with the administration down in Mexico. What are they saying? Are they saying they're going to work with the president? They're going to stop these migrants from crossing our border?
They are. They're saying they're going to do it. So we need to see action. So it's one thing to talk about. It's one thing to say it. What we need to do is see not only that they have the will, which they have communicated as they do, now we need to make sure they have the capacity. And so we've worked with them to help them for years and years. We've provided lots of resources, not only to Mexico, but to Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador as well. They need to get a handle on the situation in their countries. We're happy to help them if they need technical assistance to do that, but it is going to be about their decision, and they have to do it. And if not, the president is going to ensure that we protect our nation.
I really like Mike Pompeo. He gets down to the basics, and he reads the president very well. It's like, you know, it's not about our decision, it's about their decision. Put it over in their ball in their court. So Pompeo is doing a great job. Pompeo's now going to be talking about Venezuela.
If we can pivot over to Venezuela, you guys made the bold move to say the standing government under Maduro should not stand, and you have Guaido, who says, I'll take over, and you look at him as the rightful leader of that country. As it's about to fall, in come the Russians again, like they did in Syria, and they're propping up Maduro. Reports are that they're bringing even more troops into that country. With the Russians there, Maduro stays. How do you stop this game? Because we saw the script already, and it worked in Syria. How do you stop it from working in Venezuela?
This is our neighborhood. This is going to be fundamentally different. President Trump's made very clear that we have an important national interest in ensuring that the Venezuelan people get the democracy that they deserve. This is, Brian, you know, a once rich nation. We're going to return them to that. And so I don't want to talk about the options that we are working our way through, but the president was clear. The Russians right. must leave, and the president has also been clear Maduro must go. We're working right. to deliver on each of those.
Have you spoke to Lavrov, and is there a shot across the bow to him, your counterpart in Russia? Because it's really these two guys making all these decisions.
Yes.
Can you let me know how that conversation go? How would you describe it?
Direct.
And do they show any sign of budging? Because if their troops don't move, then Maduro stays, and then we end up in a standoff, and people suffer.
I haven't seen any evidence that they've started to move out. Indeed, there's risk that it will get worse before it gets better, but we've made very clear that the cost will be high. We've done the same thing with the Cubans, who are also there, helping Maduro stay in power. We're working with the Chinese, who also have interest there. We've built out a coalition of now 50-plus countries that are working to make sure the Venezuelan people have the chance that they deserve.
Interesting. He lays it out there, and what they're doing is they're realizing the other players on the chessboard, and he's making it kind of tough on them. That's a smart move on their part. 2729228. Let's stay with Mike Pompeo talking about the Central America and the triangle of countries.
Down in Central America, the triangle countries, you mentioned them a moment ago, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. President cut off aid to those countries officially?
Yes.
Have you heard from them?
Yes.
And? Yes. I'd imagine they were direct.
They've made commitments. They make commitments to State Department and to DHS. We've seen them begin to marshal resources to try and take down the big piece of this, the caravans that are moving across. And we've seen them take real actions. I want to give them credit for that. They begin to put police on the streets, run checkpoints, put some security. Look, they have some limited capacity challenges, too. Controlling one's border is hard. We know that. But the first step is recognition that you have a problem and that American support is contingent on a change in
your
behavior.
So they're doing more now than they did 6 months ago?
6 months, even as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago. They're doing more. But Steve, there's still more that they can do. They have this responsibility to ensure their folks do not flee across their border.
So they have to stop them from coming here. I'm not sure how Guatemala and Honduras are going to be able to do that, but I like the kind of the double-pronged effect where they're trying to stop them at the country, stop them at the Mexico border, and I can see where we could give them some real assets to go do that with fencing and some other things and maybe some military help to put it up.
Was it as simple as it's a much smaller border that you have to go?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going from 2,000 to like 200 miles.
Right.
2729228. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's on his way to Calexico, California to tour a spot at the border. He confirms he's withdrawn his nomination of Joe Vitello to be Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
We're going in a little different direction. Ron's a good man, but we're going in a tougher direction. We want to go in a tougher direction.
Vitello's acting ICE director now, starting in law enforcement with U.S. Border Patrol in 1985. The ICE director job requires Senate confirmation. He had been approved by one Senate committee so far. No word yet on a new nominee. A 23-year-old man claiming to be a 14-year-old boy from Illinois, missing since his mother's suicide in 2011, is facing a federal criminal charge.
Against Brian Reaney for lying to a federal agent within the jurisdiction of the United States.
U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman. Reaney got out of prison in Ohio last month. He admits he lied and saw details about the missing boy's case on TV. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your weekend plans can be affected by showers and thunderstorms at times. They will be scattered around the area today. Otherwise, a warm day with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. The overnight low temperature down to about 63. Then on Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature in the low 80s Saturday, middle 80s, I think, on Sunday. And there could be a few stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. And then more storms on Monday as well. Stay on top of all of this with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.279228 is where we are. This is your roundtable coming up at 2 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing Mike Holmes. Here's one for you. They invited Mike Pompeo to receive an award for helping free people around the world, and then they disinvited him.
You got this award. It was the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation Award for freeing these hostages, and then they decided to revoke the award. Is that bullying? How'd you feel about that?
So first, I want to say that President Trump has made an enormous priority getting hostages back. It was a blessing. I got to bring three folks back from North Korea. We brought back Pastor Brunson, Danny Burch just a few weeks ago from the Middle East. The list is long. The accomplishments we've had there are enormous. We've been recognized by this organization for that good work. I was personally going to receive the award on behalf of the administration and the State Department.
But what happened?
They'd announced it, and then all of a sudden I wasn't invited anymore. And it's sad. I regret it because of the work we've done.
Why'd you get uninvited?
The return of hostages isn't partisan. It's not political. This is an American activity. We've worked with Democrat members of Congress on this. This is not partisan. And yet it sounds like some in the media who were underwriting this event, sponsors for the event, said if Pompeo's there, we won't be. And I think that's why the organization
away from you because they wanted to sell more tables?
You'll have to talk to them about it. Well, we don't know. Here's what I know. I was invited for the great work we've done. We continue to do great work. I had all of the hostage families out at the State Department on Tuesday of this week. It was emotional. It was special. I wanted to know what was on President Trump's heart about getting these people back. And then we had this happen.
Well, in the next clip, we're going to kind of get a better feel of what happened here. And it's really, this is so typical of the press. Because of the Khashoggi thing, they basically disinvited him. So all the good stuff he had done because of what he had not done in their mind on Khashoggi, they basically pulled it. But he's going to be talking about Khashoggi, Iran, and Yemen.
It's really unfortunate.
And the reason they do it, they do not think you've been strong enough against Saudi Arabia about the murder of Khashoggi. And in fact, the House and Senate voted to stop supporting in any way we do the Saudis' war in Yemen. But when you do that, that might be fine, but you're actually giving Yemen to Iran. Do people know there's, you might not like Saudi Arabia, but do you want to give Yemen to Iran? That's what happens.
This has been the administration's point all along. The true threat there in the region is the Islamic Republic of Iran. We don't want to do things that benefit them. I regret. I don't know why. Maybe it was because of they don't think we've done enough with respect to Mr. Khashoggi. I actually think we've done a great deal and are prepared to do more. But make no mistake about it. Regardless, Diane Foley, this organization, she's a great lady. Her son was beheaded.
Of course.
We love her dearly. And make no mistake, we will, regardless of the fact we were disinvited, we're going to keep bringing Americans home.
That's the spirit. I like that. But that was just payback from the media, particularly influenced by the Washington Post on the Khashoggi thing. I feel confident of that. Now he's going to be talking about Turkey and China. And is there a deal coming for either one or both?
70 years since NATO, and it's time to celebrate that anniversary. And we know that they were here addressing joint session of Congress. And the president said how much more money he's brought into the organization. But there's signs of fraying in the middle when Italy goes and ignores us and goes and does a deal with China. When a lot of these Eastern European nations go to authoritarian rule, that doesn't look good. And when you have Turkey decide, I want the Russian system instead of F-35s from America, that's not good. Are you worried about the foundation of the world's longest alliance?
I'm not worried about it at its core, but I am worried about this. It's collective defense. That means each of those countries has to contribute in a substantial way to the collective defense. And that's what we talked about when they were all in Washington this week to celebrate 70 amazing years of work. The European countries need to do more. When we see countries like Turkey make a decision to buy an important, significant, not just AK-47s, but a significant complex Russian system that doesn't work. And we're doing everything we can to convince them that they ought not complete that transaction.
And you think you're making progress with Italy, not getting them not to do this China deal, and making progress with Turkey not to do this Russian deal?
I think we're making progress in each place, but at the end of the day, these countries will have to make their decisions, and then the United States will make ours.
I like that, very matter-of-factive. 272-9228. Don't forget, guys, if you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, you need to get in. I really like to not interrupt Mike Holmes when I have him here, so now's the time to call. Yes, sir.
Just got call word that there's a wreck on I-65 northbound near the Millbrook Highway 14 exit.
Boy, that would be something really new.
Yeah, I know. Man, it's either 85 at Taylor Road or middle lane, or something on 65.
But it's 65 in Millbrook.
65 north at the Millbrook exit.
That's where it goes from four lanes down to three lanes. That's where it starts getting a little scrappy
right
there. Are we in for a break, or do I need to go 10 more minutes?
10 more minutes here.
You got it. 272-9228. Let's not forget the... there was an interesting piece on Catherine Harrison, and this is not an easy to understand, but there's this lady that said basically Michael Flynn was being set up. So it's cut number two. Thanks.
Now to an exclusive story for you. A Russian woman tells Fox News she thinks she was manipulated by outside forces in order to entrap Donald Trump advisor Michael Flynn. Fox chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Harrison reports exclusively for the show on this story.
I'm not a Russian spy, and I have never worked for the Russian government. I believe that General Flynn was targeted, and I was used to do that.
The allegations center on a 2014 seminar and dinner at England's University of Cambridge. At the time, General Mike Flynn ran military intelligence for President Obama. Lakova spoke to Fox News via Skype.
General Flynn was the guest of honor. I sat on the opposite side of the table to Flynn.
Were you alone with General Flynn before, during, or after the dinner?
I have never been alone with General Flynn.
According to a flyer, the Cambridge events were organized with the support of American Stefan Helper, who was later identified by media outlets as a professor who reportedly assisted the FBI's Russia probe. In December 2015, as a private citizen, Flynn was paid $45,000 to speak at a Russia Today event in Moscow, where he shared a table with President Vladimir Putin.
Did you ever discuss traveling to Moscow with General Flynn after the dinner?
There was absolutely no discussion of going to Moscow with General Flynn.
In February 2016, as Flynn's role in the Trump campaign became public, out of the blue, Lakova says she was invited to a private dinner with Helper.
It was very, very unusual to me. It was an obnoxious academic who absolutely hated all Russians.
During the 2016 campaign, Helper also contacted Trump campaign aides. Helper has refused requests for comment about his government work. In 2017, as Flynn was forced out as national security advisor over lying about contact with the Russian ambassador, Lukova says three American media outlets contacted her over a four-day period, alleging suspicious contact with Flynn in 2014.
Was it a coincidence, or do you think it was coordinated?
I think there's a high chance that it was coordinated, and I believe it needs to be properly investigated.
Lukova says she is, quote, collateral damage in the Russia probe, and she is speaking out to clear her name and to get answers about American stuff on Helper, specifically whether she was used to target or smear General Flynn.
I'm sorry for the poor quality. She was on Skype when she was doing that. But she basically says she thought it was a setup. Let's go to Master Thespian. Master Thespian, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I just wanted to say thank you. You had a caller yesterday who claimed he was passing through town and just happened to be listening to the radio program. I wanted to try to start a fight saying, oh, you were biased towards Trump. And I really appreciate how you handled that, because you said, okay, tell me what I said. Give me some facts. Give me some evidence. Way too many people who are basing their judgment calls on emotion, on hearsay, not looking at facts and evidence. And I really, really appreciate y'all doing that. So, thank you.
Absolutely. That's the way I do business here. Somebody told me that he could recognize the person's voice and thought he was a political operative for the Democrats.
I would not doubt it. I would not doubt it. But you handled it with grace and pressure, and you basically put the ball back in his court. He was trying to start a fight, and y'all went, okay, prove it.
Yeah, he didn't have a leg to stand on that, also.
No.
That's not the way I do business. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would love to have my name put in that drawing.
Absolutely, Master Thespian. Give me your month and day of birth.
That would be March the 12th.
March the 12th? Just had a birthday, huh?
Yep. I'm officially speed limit. I'm 55 now.
All right. I'll slow down.
I'm a whippersnapper.
Master Thespian, I got your name in. We're going to try to do the drawing pretty quickly here, so listen in, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, let's go to Weezer. Weezer, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, hey, Dan. Yeah, I like the way you handled that call, too, because I'm curious. I like to see what they have to say.
Well, they normally don't have much to say because it's all kind of contrived.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when they started out, started out, I knew where he was going.
Yeah. Well, you got time to put me in on the...
Absolutely, we should give me a month and day of birth.
Okay. I already gave it to Joey.
You already gave it to Joey?
June 16th.
Yes. Got it.
We got it, Weezer. Pick up
All right, I know you're in a hurry. I'll let you go.
No problem, Weezer. You have a great day and great weekend. Pick that one up.
This is Robert.
Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Dan, I'm calling for a little advice today.
Sure.
I got one of those traffic lights tickets, but I was in the company vehicle. Should I pay it or not?
You got one of those tickets and you're in a company vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better pay it because your company's going to get the ticket too. And so they're going to make you pay it.
But I thought the state had ruled against that.
No, it's the company can say, well, we weren't driving it. It was this person. They can turn you in, and then that.
And they ruled against the drone cars.
Oh, okay.
Was it an intersection traffic signal, or was it a drone car?
Interstate traffic.
Right.
Okay.
I haven't seen a drone car since that law was passed.
Well, I guess I'd go ahead and pay it because they might want to tell me to stop driving these vehicles.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. We don't want to lose our job, Robert.
No, we don't want to lose the job. Oh, I want to get in for the drawing.
You got it, buddy. What's your month and day of birth, and how's little Robert doing?
Oh, he's doing great. 929.
929, my friend Robert.
All right, guys.
You have a good one. We're going to do that drawing hopefully in a little bit. When Mike Holmes walks in, that's when we're going to do the drawing. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am really, really good.
Good. I'm down in Milton, Florida.
Get out of here. Love Milton, Florida.
Yeah, I can live here. Nice place. But I've been here for 2 days.
What are you doing down there?
Watching over my friend's place. No. Bodyguard, I guess you could say.
Well, Milton's a nice place.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. But I could live in it. Yeah, I could live here.
How's
the
weather
here? 2 days, and I've been trying to find talk radio around here.
You can't find it, can you?
I can't. No, I can't find it.
Yeah, Mobile in that area is lacking of talk radio. Bradley Byrne would always say to me, Dan, we got to get you down in Mobile and Baldwin County because the talk radio is terrible down there.
It is terrible. And the people of Montgomery and the Tri-County area should be thankful for you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Clint. When are you coming back home?
The whole talk radio show there. You know, you got Greg, you got Baron, and then you got Joy. You know, be thankful.
Kind of like the murderer's row of talk radio.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, it's amazing.
I appreciate it.
I just called out of the blue. I can't pick you up down here, so. Well, hey, man, just keep doing what you guys do.
We appreciate you an awful lot. Thanks for the telephone call, Clint. Have a safe trip back. Let's go to Randy. Randy, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Yes, hi, Randy, and I wanted to get in on the drawing, please.
Give me a month and day of birth.
It's date of birth is 12/26.
Missed it by one, huh?
Yes, sir.
We got you in, Randy. We're going to do that drawing in a little bit.
First time caller, but every time my wife and I leave from Honorville, Alabama, and go to Montgomery, we always listen to you.
Where are you from?
Hornoville, Alabama, between Greenville and Luverne.
Oh, wow. Well, we appreciate you being a listener, Randy.
Well,
do you want in on the first-time caller drawing also?
Randy?
All right, thank you.
Randy, do you want in on the first-time caller drawing? I guess not.
I guess not.
Back him. JJ, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks. The Electoral College deal.
Yes, sir.
If Trump runs, and is he pretty much, you think, got Alabama wrapped up?
Yeah, I think he's got Alabama wrapped up for sure.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about trying to convince nobody around here to vote for Trump.
I think Alabama will vote overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, particularly if he's running against somebody like Bernie Sanders.
Great. Because, I got about 75 co-employees. They all... Democrats, and I was dreading having to try to push him on him. So I'm not going to worry about it, because Alabama, he got Alabama now.
You know, Trump has got Alabama, and here's an interesting thing, is that Bernie Sanders, because of the layout of the primaries, he could actually have this thing locked up by March, because he could win Iowa, win New Hampshire, and win California. And he's the only guy who's got real money in the bank, and he can buy advertising in California. And he won it, I think, at 46% of the vote last time in California.
Yeah, very close.
And so if he gets that number again, he will win California, and that will be a big number for him.
And he
can lock it up. But here's the thing. I've seen some polling data. When you take some states that are traditional 13 southern states, Bernie Sanders does not do well at all. The black vote is not going to get out for him unless he does something really dramatic on his ticket, which I can't see him doing. They're just not excited about him. You can get the millennials, you can get white liberals, but you cannot get African Americans to vote for him.
I see. Okay. Well, can I get on that drawing?
Sure. Give me month and day of birth, JJ.
125, Dan.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you.
New 793.1 going to a break. Dan Moore Show, going to be back. But after this brief break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it.
Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
729-228, that's where we are. Joey, per your suggestion, let's go ahead and do the drawing and get that done.
All right, let's do
get
this
thing. Great gift. I literally had somebody tell me from another, a competitive radio station said, Dan, that is the best drawing, most effective thing, gift I have ever seen in radio.
Absolutely.
Okay, for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. What's in that gift basket? The things you put into it. So who's the winner?
And the winner is JJ.
JJ, you need to call me at 272-9228. I'm going to hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. It's going to be great. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Papa John. And you?
Doing great. Had a little knee surgery back in the middle of September and bounced back real quick. I was back on the elliptical within a week, so everything's good to go.
Really? Because I had a friend of mine. It took him 3 weeks to recover.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the doctor told me he had to, of course, mine's just arthroscopic. It was not a knee replacement. So mine was really relatively minor. You know, Dan, listening to the show today, you are really missing out, and you're kind of keeping a gift from us. I wish you would do blow by blow of the time you spent with Reagan, because I think that would be one of the best documentaries of his service and your service that you could find.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. You know, it's easy to talk about it. Somebody asked me a question. It's hard to talk about it if I'm just kind of regurgitating stuff.
Well, I would love, if you ever do it, I'm going to be the first one in line to buy it, because I love your stories. I love the up-close and personal things that you got to experience with Reagan, and I think he was one of those guys that kept in mind the overall good of the country while he was working, and you got to be a witness to it.
So, absolutely. That was him to a T.
Yeah. By the way, let me tell you what, you know, I've had the Sweet Creek basket, and that's about as much fun as you can have your clothes on.
I'm going to use that as a punchline.
Oh, that was it, I'm telling you. All right, buddy, good talk to you.
Thanks, Papa John, appreciate you. Let's go to the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, the one and only JJ.
Hey, what luck, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, do we have all your information?
Indeed.
I think so.
JJ, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it down to Reed so you can take advantage of it and get that this weekend, because it's going to be a fun weekend down there.
Yeah, I bet it is. I love it down there. That's the greatest place around this whole area.
Well, all I ask, JJ, is that you call back and tell us what you got and tell us how it was.
Definitely, definitely. I sure will.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, look at that. Fox News is covering WrestleMania. I saw
that. First time. Covering Alabama, talking about the prison system, and we'll ask our representative about that when it comes in. We're going to have Mike Holmes join us shortly here.
Yeah, and first ever main event featuring women. Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and the man, Becky Lynch.
The man, Becky?
Yeah. She calls herself the man because she was tired of taking crap from everybody and waiting around. And they're always going for the brass ring, and they'd never give her the opportunity or the respect. So she started calling herself the man and not taking any crap from anybody. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to Sunday.
I like that. 272-9228. We're about to start, let's set a round table with our good friend Mike Holmes right after our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he wasn't trying to joke about consensual touching during a speech to electrical workers in Washington, D.C.
It wasn't my intent to make light of anyone's discomfort.
In his opening remarks, Biden said someone in the crowd gave him permission to give them a hug, which brought laughs to attendees. As for a possible 2020 run, Biden said he would want to be the last candidate to announce. President Trump's heading for the border. Before leaving for Calexico, California, he boasted about the latest jobs numbers.
Our country's doing unbelievably well economically. Most of you don't report that.
196,000 jobs were created in March. The FBI says an Ohio man who falsely claimed to be a missing boy has made similar claims. Federal court documents say 23-year-old Brian Rennie has previously falsely portrayed himself as a juvenile sex trafficking victim. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your weekend plans can be affected by showers and thunderstorms at times. They will be scattered around the area today. Otherwise, a warm day with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. The overnight low temperature down to about 63. Then on Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature in the low 80s Saturday, middle 80s, I think, on Sunday. And there could be a few stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. And then more storms on Monday as well. Stay on top of all of this with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near